Marriage isn't for everyone. The wedding, the expense, the social expectations, you know how it goes. But now straight couples in the UK will have an alternative, a legal one, civil partnerships. As of tomorrow, civil partnerships, which previously were only available to gay couples, will be an option for straight couples too. It's the culmination of a long legal battle spearheaded by one British couple. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has their story.
Charles Keaton and Rebecca Steinfeld are rule breakers. It's what attracted them to each other in the first place.
We originally met at a lecture at the London School of Economics, the LSE, that was about Gaza. Yeah.
I think what drew us to one another was the fact we were both quite questioning. We weren't conformist. We were willing to look at things a bit differently.
So when Charles and Rebecca started thinking about the future of their relationship, they knew that a wedding with all the traditional trappings wasn't in the picture.
I felt profoundly uncomfortable every time I went to a wedding where women were being valued as just these sort of passive objects to be handed from one man to another and to be congratulated on the success of their pre-wedding diet. And I just didn't want any of that.
It wasn't just the wedding. Rebecca and Charles felt the institution of marriage itself was too rooted in the patriarchy and in gender inequality.
I just thought, you know, however nice the dress, there's absolutely no way that I want to formalize my relationship in the context of a marriage.
But they still wanted to formalize their relationship somehow. And they both wanted the protections that a legal arrangement could provide, like income tax breaks, inheritance rights if one of them died, or spousal maintenance if they broke up. Things they couldn't get just by living together.
And at the time in the UK, there was this thing called civil partnerships.
Civil partnerships had been around since 2004 for same-sex couples who didn't yet have the right to marry. Critics called it marriage light. But Charles and Rebecca thought maybe, just maybe, civil partnerships might be right for them.
With civil partnerships, there was no pre-existing social script. We were able to think on a blank slate about what we wanted.
So Charles floated the idea of becoming civil partners while they were on vacation in the Pyrenees. Rebecca calls it the proposal, and she remembers it as semi-romantic, semi-political, and very funny.
We kind of had this little tussle about who got down on one knee.
Who proposed to who?
Because I think Charlie maybe initiated the conversation and I was like, no, stop.
So we agreed that we proposed to each other.
There is one problem with the plan. Civil partnerships were only available to same-sex couples. Straight couples weren't allowed to apply. Charles and Rebecca decided to challenge that restriction in 2014.
And they say the rest is, you know, history, a five-year history of taking this issue through the courts and eventually being, you know, successful in the UK Supreme Court.
The court ruled unanimously in their favor, saying restricting civil partnerships to same-sex couples was a blatant inequality. Charles says he'll always remember the moment when he heard they'd won. He and Rebecca were in different places, so their lawyer put them on a conference call to tell them the news.
I was in my car seat, and I put on this song, Blur, Song 2, and it goes, woohoo! And it was just that awesome moment of release, I would say. Rebecca might not know that, but yeah, that was a fab moment in terms of how I experienced it.
It took until March of this year for the government to pass a law opening up civil partnerships to straight couples, with the first ceremonies to be held on December 31st. The government expects up to 84,000 couples to take advantage of the new law in the coming year. Charles and Rebecca will be among the first. They have their big day all planned.
We're pretty much just going to go get it done and sign the paperwork. And then in the evening, we're going to throw a New Year's Eve house party with a love-filled twist. We have asked all of our closest friends to make dishes that they love to cook or remind them of love in some other sense.
Rebecca and Charles have also been hard at work coming up with a music playlist for the party.
The playlist is a combination of like feminist and female power ballads, fight back
protest
anthems. It's like protest music. So it's like that combination, yeah, which I think kind of really accurately sums up our characters.
And of course, there will be one very special song on there by Blur. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.